Welcome to episode 77 of the Livonian Sarah podcast. We're so glad you're here with us each week as we explore holistic ways to enhance our health and wellness, nurturing both body and mind. Join us as we dive into ideas for living a simpler, more meaningful life. I'm Livoni.
And I'm Sarah. And this week we're talking about the importance of looking your best regardless of your size. You don't need lots of clothes to look good. In fact, quite the opposite. On today's episode, we're discussing how a capsule closet or wardrobe can eliminate stress, save time and money. Simple things you can do to look more stylish and more confident without spending lots of money, and while you'll feel better if you get up every day and make an effort on yourself.
If you were listening to last week's episode on stress and how to deal with it, you'd have heard we set ourselves a challenge to try and reduce stress in our lives and be more mindful of how we handle the stresses that we really can't do anything about because they're always going to be there. Mm-hmm. So how did you do, Sarah? Remind me what your challenge was.
So I said I was going to find a moment in the week and when I felt stress and try and step outside of it. So go through all the techniques that we talked about in last week's episode to try and understand that the fact that the thing that I'm feeling stress about is actually separate from the emotion that I'm feeling. So I have done that. I've been really mindful of that. And I've also made a list of all of the things that I sat down and had to think, all the things that I know that stress me out, that make me feel stressed. And I've made a list. It wasn't super extensive.
Like a toilet paper
roll. I was going to say, I tried to keep it concise. And then next to that little list, I then wrote all of the things that I was then going to put into action to help reduce that. So instead of just thinking, oh, I feel stressed. So for example, I can give you one of those things on my list was clutter. It stresses me out to the max. And so next to it, I've just put every day, like we talked about in our declutter episode, I'm going to do that. I'm going to get some things. I'm going to proactively get rid of it instead of trying to manage my way through it or around it, which makes me stressed. So those are the two things. Yeah. What about you? What have you done?
It was like that episode that we did where, you know, instead of complaining about something or having it bother you, just deal with it.
Do it.
Like
action.
Deal with it as in like action with action. Yeah. Yeah. It's kind of like that sort of thing.
Yeah.
I've been practicing mindfulness with it.
Okay.
Because I have had quite somewhat of a stressful week.
We've had pain to deal with too.
Had a lot of pain with my back.
That just adds another layer.
And
on,
not sleeping with it, which I think is the worst.
Mm-hmm.
And knowing that I have a big doctor's appointment tomorrow and that they're going to be all, you know, because that's how they are.
Yeah.
And, you know, sort of worrying about that too. But I've been mindful of the fact that I was doing it and I'm like, what? There are some stuff that you can't do anything about. Mm-hmm. Like the sewage suddenly backing up in your house as you're getting ready to do a podcast or work.
Yes. Yeah.
So just things like that, instead of just losing my mind about it, it's just like, it'll get taken care of one way or the other. I've just been very mindful, you know, tumultuous times in relationship and, you know, same sort of thing. It's like, I'm not going to stress about it.
And has that made you feel different to how you would have felt dealing with a stressful situation, has it?
Yeah.
Better.
Just, you know, and I think being mindful of how your body reacts, because I noticed that a lot of stress I do carry in my lower back and through my bum, like just my glutes,
tension.
Where I just tighten everything up. And I'm aware of just like, oh, just trying to relax that part. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've got like a sciatic nerve thing happening. So
yeah.
I just look and feel like I'm not really
great.
Tired.
Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway.
Well, you look great. I'm going to give you that. Oh, you don't look tired. So you're carrying
it's
it well.
Really puffy and, you know.
I know you feel it. I know. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I just think being mindful of what you body's doing too is,
we see, even like I carry mine in my shoulders, and so and then I suddenly find my shoulders are practically touching my ears,
like your earlobes,
and the tension through that shoulder blade and it through the top of my, you know, going into my neck. So that's a physical sign, and so it's just you know, bringing those shoulders down even makes a massive difference, isn't it? Like just relax,
being aware, being mindful of what your body's doing and where that mind's just wandering. You know, I've been listening to people worrying about things and I'm like, okay, all right, now you really, like, do I sound like that sometimes? Because just running away with their thoughts, like worrying about things, and I'm thinking, okay, that I say to them, that might not even happen.
Yeah.
So I've just been taking a bit of my own advice. But on to dressing. This is something that I love. And when I left school, that's what I started to.
I found this out about you and I didn't have any idea.
Yeah. I studied fashion and design and I loved the creating, the drawing and the creating outfits. What I didn't like was the sewing. Right. Because I had very little patience when I was 18. So I ended up leaving that, which I'm sad that I did, but whatever. I have a really great sewing machine now and I would really like to get back to doing that, just designing clothes and for myself.
Yeah.
And, you know, creating some outfits. My teacher called my mom, one of my teachers, and she said, I'm crushed. She's leaving.
Aww.
Because she said she's very good. And, you know, she said, try and talk her out of it. So my mom did, but. You know, hey,
it's never too late. Now
it's never too no, it's never too late. Yeah, yeah. I mean, I'm not suggesting I'm going to be a designer of any
kind. The next Vivian Wedsworth would
make my own stuff, you know, which is not going to be over the top, but just things that I like to combine eras too, like that 20s. I love that with a bit of the 70s. I do like, you know, the flare
make your own thing.
Yeah, but do it in like a cool. Well, I think the 1920s were very stylish anyway. Yeah. But, and that's something I think that I've got many thoughts on this. But and I'm dressed to go on a photo shoot and get dirty, get my arm like be elbow deep in chocolate right now.
Yeah.
Because I've got a race to that. Yeah, but I think that one of the first things when people want to update their wardrobe, their closet, is that they need to not come up with a style, but just know what they like and what they don't like. I think, you know, Pinterest is a really good place for that.
So I was going to say this though. I think personally, there's clothes that I like in theory, and then I buy them, and I still
that
like
was
them.
Going to be another thing. Yeah. Dressing for your body shape,
and so you love them, and even then I think, well, that's going to be fine because I know my shape, and yeah, I get them, and it fits fine, you know, it fits my shape, it fits. But yet I wear it, and all day I feel utter shit because it's just for whatever reason. It's, and that is a really big thing for me, is I know the moment I put something on, now that can change from one day to the next. I could wear that again in 2 weeks' time and I feel good in it. I feel, you know, it works.
Right.
But on that day, it's really not working for whatever reason. And so I've learned that
all day you have a shit day.
Take it off. Take it off. Same with jewelry. I put a pair of earrings on. I've done it exactly today. I love the earrings. I wear them lots of times and I put them on. I was like, no, I'm just not feeling it today. So they had to come off. So I think you should listen to your own intuition as well, don't you think, when you're picking things
definitely.
Out? Yeah.
Yeah. If you put something on and you're like, oh, I'm just not feeling it, it's a bit scratchy. What I think, you know, and everybody's different, but I can't stand when I'm wearing something and I have to keep like pulling it
adjusting
up
yourself.
Or fixing it or adjusting it in some capacity, you know, like a scarf that's not done up properly or something. And that drives me crazy. I like to put something on and I've got it on.
Tell you what does drive me crazy is my underwear. I still can't find underwear that fits me properly.
Yeah,
so
that's
my
number
bra
one.
Straps are always slipping down. In fact, I could do it
right
now.
That's not good.
And I can't seem to get it fixed because then if I, this is too much information probably, but if I pull it tighter, it rides up at the back and then I'm like, oh, okay. So then I have to have them. I don't know if it's my shape, whatever. But those are the sorts of things also that does affect how you feel, because if you're not.
And having good underwear.
Dressed from the underneath foundation. Out. Exactly. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh. So it's things like that drive you mad.
Right. But some things that. Because I mean, there are days where you just think, I just don't have it in me. And it's different if you're sick, you know, if you're ailing or something. But I mean, just to get up and not throw on, something sloppy. I find here, and I'm sorry to Americans because I do love them in this country, but I just find sometimes when we go out, I look around and I think you look like you just were gardening and decided to go mm-hmm. out to dinner. And I hate that about here. Mm. And I think, you know, God, people, just have some, I don't know. Just
it's like it's that pride. Investment in yourself, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. So even if I don't see anybody in a day, I still will get up, do my hair, yeah. put on some I form do. Of makeup yeah. and wear something that, you know, even if I'm cooking, that I like. And that's what I've done. And that's something for somebody that really wants to just dress and feel better about themselves. Well, to feel better about themselves, I think starting with your clothes is a really good, and no matter what your size. So go through, get rid of all the stuff that's ill-fitting, because ill-fitting clothes, when you're big, make you look bigger.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not suggesting figure-hugging stuff, but just things that are so baggy that anything that's stained, ripped, that you can't fix, just go through and get rid of it. Mm-hmm. And we've talked before about capsule wardrobes, and people may not think that that's something that they could do, but I did it when we just did that renovation.
Yeah.
It makes such a difference. It yeah. is so much easier to get dressed.
Well, don't you think part of that then feeds back to making a choice about what you're putting on in the day rather than right. just grabbing something to put on in the day? Right. So if you've got I have got a few things on my chair in the corner of my room, but as a general rule, they're all, you know, that I've just taken off, but everything right. else is hung, folded, whatever. And there's that difference between just grabbing and something
ironed.
Off the... It is ironed, yeah. I love it. But instead of just grabbing something off a chair, you can actually take it out of the wardrobe. You've actually made a choice about what you're going to put on. And I think that's a mental approach to something, because you feel like you've prepared for your day. I know mm-hmm. that if I haven't done this at the beginning of my day is nowhere near as productive as if it has when I do. And I do 99% of the time do it, so it's okay.
Right.
But on those rare days that I don't, I feel like utter shit all day. I feel like mm-hmm. I'm grubby, I'm not ready, I'm not on it, I'm not giving my best in my work or to the world. So it is a state of mind, and it yes. doesn't mean that they have to be expensive clothes. Let's make sure we say that too. We're not saying that
right.
they
have
to be
right.
expensive. It's just a curated choice of what you like for you and you know works for you, rather than what you wish worked for you. Because there's that too, isn't it? Like we were saying, you just mm-hmm. sort of think, oh, I wish that looked good, so I'm going to give it yet another go. You're like, it really just doesn't work. So just right. give
I
it
know,
up.
Like the wide leg pants. So I love, there's this color called rhubarb that one of the companies here have, and it's a really deep, rich red, almost towards like a bit of an ox blood, I guess,
mm-hmm.
but not quite that dark. And I love that monochromatic, which is a really good thing when you are big
yeah.
to dress all in one color,
mm-hmm.
Regardless of what
the
color
color
might
is.
Be.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I got a shirt, like a blouse type shirt, and these pants that the picture on the model looked great. And she was a big girl too, but,
mm-hmm.
You know, she's like 5'11 or something, and I'm 5'6".
Yeah.
So they were like wide leg all the way down and quite high waisted. But what I found was I need like boot cut, and I think this is for a lot of people, boot cut or flared
yeah.
is good, because that sort of balances the top and the bottom out. But the straight down sometimes can make you just seem
yeah.
shorter, or that whole, you know,
Would
the
you
whole
do you ever
all the
watch
way down.
the reels of
I was
people that
bummed.
say, I bet you were. Yeah, when you
Yeah,
found somebody
because
you
the
love and you're
colour.
like, oh.
I know, I know.
But what I'm really fascinated about is the reels where particularly women that I'm watching, they say whatever the weight are, they're like 90 kilos, they said, and then
Right.
they've got this dress on and you just sort of look and she looks quite frumpy, if I want to use that word, but really kind of
Right.
flat. There's nothing about her. Same dress, and she says still 90 kilos. And then the next picture, you're like, oh my goodness me.
What, like a
she
bit of
looks
belt or something?
Incredible. Yeah. Belt, accessories, does her hair,
Yeah.
earrings, you know, as in she dresses it rather than it wearing her sort of thing.
Right.
Same way, same clothes, you know, same dress. Wasn't an expensive dress, for example. It was a jersey dress, the one that I'm thinking of. And she did look completely different. And I thought,
different.
And that is the answer, people. It's a case of just adding a little, but adding what suits you, the things that you love, and make some rules for yourself. I have my own few rules that I sort of say, well, if I'm going to do this, I don't do that. And just know what works or what you like. Other people might have an opinion. They might look at me and think,
right,
what have you got on? However, there's going to be other people that think, oh yeah, that works. And so you just got to find your own path and try not to worry too much what other people think.
What other people think. See, and I used to think that with black, and I've talked about this before on here, because I like it. I've liked it since I was really quite young.
Yeah.
My father used to tease me about it, the whole witches thing.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I've just always been drawn to it. And when I moved to Canada and was working for a company there, I used to always be, you know, you can tell you're from a big city because I always wear black.
Oh, okay.
And I'm like, I would never say that to people. Well, I could tell you have no taste because you wear track pants into work, you know, because that happened to people there.
Yeah.
Yeah, you just got to do what you feel comfortable. But I'm like, I'm not talking track pants because they are comfy, or pajama pants or whatever, but comfortable as in that you feel like you're looking your best.
And
that's like jeans and a nice shirt. But I always think that for a rule of thumb, a good thing is if you're wearing something kind of big and sort of a bit more flowy, like say a nice flowy skirt on the bottom, then the top should be
smaller.
fitted. And then the other way around, if the pants are fitted, you can wear a more flowy thing on the top.
And that also works
never
to your,
be like,
you know,
both flowy.
No. And it works to your, you know, your knowledge and the best of your body. So you've got really great legs.
Right.
So, you know, you can, that's good. You can get your legs out and that carries it. So I would never do that because I really don't have great legs and I don't like my legs. So for me, it's more important that I'm flowier on, because I carry more weight on my bottom half. So the flowier, the bigger, which means that I tend to wear slightly more fitted things on my top. And it doesn't mean that I'm small on my top, but I just know that
It balances
that's
out.
what
It
I feel
looks
better
better.
in. And if I, because I'd never get my legs out, I mean, it just wouldn't happen. So I think you've just got to try and work out within your own body what you feel comfortable about, what you like, and what you can then put out, and just create some of those personal rules, not what someone else has told you, but personal rules around that. And I think that really works when you're sticking to it. I did a bit of looking up, and there's some talk around from a different people about enclothed cognition. Have you heard about this? So it suggests that clothes trigger certain associations and expectations, and by choosing clothes that align with our desired self-image, we cultivate beliefs about ourselves accordingly. So a bit like we were just saying, if you only wear your slobby clothes all day long, you associate with that's your value. Maybe that's all that I am, you know, that's all that I can give, that's all that I'm worth. Dressing differently creates that cognition within yourself that creates a different belief. And someone else then said, you know, look good and feel better. Things that we wear on a daily basis convey a narrative about our identity to the outside world and can significantly influence our state of mind. So there's multiple people out there that are talking about what you wear and how you present yourself genuinely changes your mindset and your mental, you know, state and how you think about yourself.
That's so true.
And I think, so then I sort of got thinking about that. So it's true, isn't it? Because when we buy something new, new clothes, new bags, new shoes, whatever, that little buzz, that little pep
gives you a bit
that
of
we
sass.
Get, it's because we've invested in ourselves. We've bought something that we love and we're like, oh, I get to wear something new today because I'm wearing something that I love and I'm presenting myself to the world with a bit of something extra. If we didn't care about that and it didn't change our mental state, we wouldn't have any change once we bought something new, would we? It'd just be like, oh, well, another something. And that then leads on to a bit like you were saying, having the capsule wardrobe. Don't mass buy or random buy or panic buy, because you never, ever really end up with the things that you love, do you, when you do that? And then you can come back months or even years later, you just go, I don't even remember buying that. The tag could still be on it, or it's never been worn, or I've worn it once and I don't really love it. And I think you waste your money doing it that way, you're better off buying less, but buying something possibly a bit more expensive. Doesn't have to be, but just buying less, but something that you love.
Definitely. Yeah. And you know, and then that's another thing too, is like quality over quantity.
Yeah.
But having said that, if you get like a really nice, good fitting pair of jeans, maybe a blazer or something, and then you can go with a t-shirt that's, you know, cheaper. That's a good look.
Yeah.
But to get some good pieces, like a good winter coat, a good pair of boots, you know, those type of things you might spend a little more on, and keep them in the colors that suit, that go with your things that you already have.
Yeah.
Don't buy a brown handbag that's beautiful, thinking that, yes, you'll love that and use it all the time, when everything you have is black and it
Are you
doesn't
talking
quite
from
work.
experience then?
I am now, yeah.
And I felt like that was a little confessional moment.
Can't part with it because it was expensive and it is a beautiful bag. Yeah.
Just if you wanted to know, I should give it to you. Yeah, I was just going to say, just if you wanted to.
I know, right?
I do brown.
To you. You know what amazes me is traveling, because I think when I travel, I try and make it so pretty much everything goes together. You want to be comfy, especially if you're doing a long trip. And I have told Sarah, I've shared, I think I even sent you a picture one day of what it was.
Yes.
But there's like, ladies, can we just chat about the yoga pants on the plane? Just like, I mean, honestly, one, you know, keep them for your workout. But two, check yourself in the mirror, because when I'm traveling, I see so much camel toe.
Yeah.
Seriously. Nobody needs
Nobody
to
needs
see
to see
that.
it.
So just have a little
Oh
check in
my
the
God.
mirror. Maybe
That,
pull them a
and
bit, you
they go
know.
see-through. People don't realize that when they're stretched a little more, they completely see-through, and you think,
And it doesn't
oh.
matter, whether you've got a great body or not. No one wants to see your undies, your
No.
camel toe, your G-string. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So can we
Yeah.
just,
Note to
like,
self, I won't do that next
No.
time. I tell you what, I
And
am
you know,
really envious of, though. And I know that we were talking about leisure wear or joggers or whatever, but some people, and I'm so envious of it, they can have a jogger's outfit, a leisure wear outfit, and they still look so on point. And I try to work out why they still look good. And I'm like, how do you carry that off? Because if
their
I wore
body, they're
that,
probably
I'd
super
look like
fit,
a
are they?
bag woman. I don't know. Some people are not. So,
Huh.
yeah, some people are. So they look good in a bin bag. However, I'm a
Right.
bit like, oh, I wish I could do that. I think one of the things was a bit like you were saying, is keeping the color scheme the same. So the bottoms and the top, same. Also, you think, and this is a big thing for me, and my family tease me about this. Okay. I go, those shoes, those trainers don't go, or those shoes don't go. And they go, what do you mean? It's just shoes. I'm like, no, 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 no.
Oh,
Like,
no.
if you've got this on, you can't wear those trainers. You've got those ones that would work much, much better. And they're looking at me like I've come from another planet. But
Oh,
I think
really?
about that. Yeah. They're like, it's just the trainers. I'm like, no, no, it's not.
No.
No.
No,
So
it's the whole
I try and advise
ensemble.
about which one. And actually, my son's getting really good. And I was like, I've picked this. And I try not to knock him back too much, because I also want him to get his own confidence in his style and what he likes. And also, granted, I'm 48. He's just about to be 19. I'm not suggesting I can advise a 19-year-old on what to
Oh, yeah,
wear.
you can.
But, you know, I'm a bit like, I'm not sure the colour thing is all going. But it's really funny. He will not wear something the same colour top and bottom. And it's an absolute flat rule for him. He will not do it. I'm like, okay, that's your rule. That's fine. In which case, let's just find some tweaks within that then about what you are doing on the top and bottom. A bit like I wouldn't wear personally a black t-shirt with navy shorts. Just wouldn't do it. But he won't wear a black t-shirt with black shorts. He's like, oh, I'm all in black now. I'm like, yeah, that's fine.
That's
So it's
okay.
different. I get there's different preferences, and it's just finding your own thing in between. And actually, he's pretty much got there now. He's got a
Well,
good
and
dress sense.
he's like slim, 6'2".
Six
He
foot
doesn't
two,
have to be
muscly,
monochromatic. So,
blonde now. So yeah, you know, he can carry off. Even so, there's still something to be said about, he understands about dressing well. And yes, I do iron all of his t-shirts. I do. So when they're on, he looks great. And I'm be interested to see how that carries on when he's now looking after his own laundry at university. However,
Well, probably not There won't be an iron, I bet.
I was going to ask him, do you want to take one? He's like, I'll probably just look at me like, like, are
No,
you
just pop
joking?
one in his bag when he
Yeah,
doesn't
save your money, mum.
know.
We don't need one of them. But yes, sorry,
But
I
it looks like
digress.
some people, I mean, I'm not suggesting everybody irons things, and you know, I don't often iron everything, but I mean, some people just look like they're just rolled out of bed, and I don't
No.
mean to be judgmental,
But you're
but
gonna be.
geez, at least brush it. Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm gonna
And
be.
hello, here goes. No,
Hi.
but honestly, and I stand behind somebody in line and I'm like, you didn't even brush your hair. You just got up,
No.
threw whatever was closest on. Like, ooh.
But I
Like, that's
guess
okay. There are some fundamentals.
there
And
are.
this people that want to feel better about themselves will still be listening, hopefully.
Yeah.
But you know, after you've done your routine of getting up early, going for a walk or doing a workout or whatever, then have a shower, do your hair. It doesn't have to be, put it up, whatever, put
Yeah.
it back or have it down, I don't know. Some
Even a
makeup.
cap. A
Yeah,
cap if
no,
you really
don't do
need to.
that. God, hate that. That is one way to tell somebody that they're that someone's American, especially overseas. A ball cap, yeah. But like some makeup, if I don't have anything, it'll be mascara and lip gloss,
You know what, I thought it might
just
be quite fun. So why don't we
something.
share some of the things that we do with makeup? Because some people don't actually have the confidence or an idea about what to do,
Right,
do they? So what
right.
have you got, like, two top tips that you do with your makeup?
I always like to put some sort of like a foundation or a concealer on. My basics are like a good base, like I put a primer on, and then foundation, some sort of lip, and my eyebrows can like have a mind of their own, so I try and like brush them, mascara, and yeah, a bit of blush. That's like a basic one. Also do that bit of blush on my eyes, right? And then, a bit of eyeshadow if I'm doing more. So, but that's pretty much, I don't do the sculpting. And I've tried it and I'm like,
It's not for you.
what? It's just some too much work. I
Yeah.
love, and I'm going to put this lady's, I'll put it below
Link.
in the show notes. That French lady that I sent you on YouTube, she's delightful. And she talks about, because I mean, French women, you can't dispute, they do have style.
They have got a
They
style.
can just like, looks like they've just thrown something on, they look $1 million. Could be
Yeah.
just jeans and a shirt. But they look fantastic. They don't wear a lot of makeup. You don't see them doing the, thing down the nose, lots of this, lots of under here, lots of all around here. And I mean, there's some great videos about doing your makeup, but people have to keep in mind, not everybody, one, the people doing it for the most part already have makeup on.
Yeah.
Two, the way that they're sculpting and stuff isn't for everybody. We all have different face shapes. So that's the thing to keep in mind. When you put the dark around here, you're minimizing your forehead. So if you've got like a small
Small
forehead,
for
you
it.
don't
Yeah,
want to do
exactly.
that.
No.
Yeah. So it's good to keep it to a minimum, really. But this lady's name, and oh, it eludes me now. But she talks about capsule closets, what not to wear, like just, and she's French. And so, she knows as far as, what French women wear. And then she talks about colors and just do's and don'ts and makeup and things like that. But she's not preachy. She's just so lovely. And especially, she talks about bigger women. She talks about women over like 40, 50, 60. So yeah, definitely I'll put her link in because was
I
really
think
good
that's
advice.
another thing is with age. I think you shouldn't necessarily conform too much to the standards about what people
No.
expect for your age. I mean,
No.
you dress as I would dress, as you know, as in it. I wouldn't think we would differentiate on ages on that. I think that if you start to
Right.
suddenly feel restricted by your age, then I think that's a real shame, because I just think I don't think that should
And
happen,
you
should
can
it? And I
age yourself too, can't
absolutely,
you?
yeah,
Yeah,
absolutely. So
yeah.
I think don't do that. Do something that you feel comfortable in, but don't think you do it because you feel like you have to because of an age group.
Right,
I don't think
right.
that's necessary.
She has this thing where she takes like a white t-shirt and she does different things
Oh,
of
that's
dressing it
cool.
up.
Yeah.
Dressing it down was so cool. And then a dress. And when she put this dress on, she's like, meh, you know, it ages me. It does this, does that. But then she did, you know, she did a belt.
Yeah.
She changed the shoes with it. But one thing that she did with it that I loved was she had on like a black little tee or a tank and some fitted sort of black pants. And then she put the dress on, but she had it unbuttoned.
Oh, like a,
So,
almost
and
like a,
it
yeah, a
looked
shirt sort of thing. Yeah.
amazing because it was quite long. It went down to sort of like mid, you know, calf.
Yeah.
And it just looks so cool. It looked like just
Chic.
a sh yeah,
Yeah.
very chic, but very, you know, simple. She just had some sandals on and yeah, it looked really good. Another thing she did was she had just a simple white dress and she took it from just, you know, breakfast at home to a dinner out. She went through then brunch out with somebody, lunch, and she just changed a few little things about it.
But then that
Yeah.
feeds into the
Which you
capsule
can
wardrobe,
do.
doesn't it? Because then if you've got, you know, a
Yeah.
set number of things, and I was thinking about a capsule wardrobe and also thinking make it season appropriate. So there's some things that you can have that are dressed that you can even then put a base layer underneath it, for example, that then
Right.
means you can then carry it through. So you don't have
Or
to
a
have,
jumper over the top.
yeah,
That's
exactly. So
what
you don't
she
have
did
to
with
then
that
sort of
one.
think, oh, well, I need to have all of this and all of this. Maybe not. Maybe things will carry through and they will have a life, you know, maybe 2, 3 years, you go, okay, it's done its thing, but it's got its money from it. And so that's fine.
Right.
You don't feel like you're just rattling through fast fashion, which, by the way, is so bad for sustainability and the environment that if you
Right.
can avoid it, I would really urge people to do that because it
Yeah.
really, really is the biggest impact on our environment of all of the things, actually. So
Yeah.
that's a whole conversation for another day. But yeah,
But people,
just.
that's why, like, start going, go through your closet before you do anything or your wardrobe. Closet in America or wardrobe.
We all know what it
Yeah,
means.
anyway. Yeah,
Yeah.
good.
Yeah.
Go through that. Go through all of that stuff. Like I said, and get rid of, you know, stuff that's ripped, too baggy, etc. But
Yeah.
start with that and pick out the pieces that you love. Get rid
Love.
of stuff that you just
Yeah.
think that one day you might wear it. You put it on, you don't like it, you take it off. Give them to charity. What's her challenge going to be for the
So
future?
I think let's dress each day this week with something that represents the real you and invest some time in yourself. So that doesn't mean you have to go shopping. That doesn't mean that you may have time to do this massive wardrobe edit just yet, although that would be good to get done. But open your wardrobe and just choose properly, as in don't just select, but choose something that you feel represents the real you each day and include the accessories, include some earrings, some bracelets, whatever you have. I'm sure everybody has something. And,
Right.
you know, accessorize it, including some perfume in your hair, and just then note the difference in your mindset, how you feel, how your day goes. So
Yep.
that's our challenge this week, is just basically every day. And if in during that time you can think about a capsule wardrobe, then that would be fabulous. But we're not going to try and make it too
Right.
large for one
But I mean,
week.
try and go through the try and go through people, try and go through your closet because it's a really good way to start. And it inspires you. I get inspired when I go through mine.
Yeah.
Inspired that I need to, you know, keep losing weight. But show up for yourself. I think that's what it is.
Yeah.
It's, you know, it's showing up for yourself. Next week, and I think this is good. This kind of ties into what we've been talking about. We're talking about ways to simplify your life, really. Part one of many, because I think, like I said to Sarah, this could be a whole podcast about
Yeah,
this.
absolutely.
Kind of that minimalistic approach, I guess, but you know,
Slow
just
living.
simplifying things. Sarah and I talk about this quite a bit because life can be chaotic and stressful at times. So if you're finding ways to help reduce the overwhelm, keeping things simple, be more organized, just to live a simpler life, you know.
Yes, please.
That's next week, which
Yeah.
I'm, you know, I'm into that
Yeah,
very
absolutely.
much
Me
so.
too.
Yeah. Thank you for joining us today. Please visit our website and our blog. Every week we upload a blog post, put, you know, the show notes in there and recipes, which I've been a little remiss about. but definitely getting onto that.
Uh-huh.
And all the past episodes are there. Links for our social media and YouTube are below in the show notes. And don't forget to subscribe to YouTube. Thank you so much for joining us. Until next week, bye for now.
Bye.